When we worked together a couple of years ago, it was Dan Poilier, and I interviewed him recently, and he was telling me the whole venetoclax azacitidine story with AML, and I was just so fascinated. Of course, it got approved. Has venetoclax been looked at with MPNs?
So venetoclax, it would make sense, right? So the success that we saw in AML in combination, it would make sense we should try to maybe think about venetoclax in myeloproliferative neoplasms. There are some anecdotal experiences. I've talked to folks around the country who've had patients, particularly those with accelerated or blast phase MPN. So they're kind of heading towards acute leukemia anyways, if not already there, with varying success, kind of one-off cases. There is discussion about developing some trials with venetoclax, but not a lot of activity yet. I think the prevailing opinion in the field is that by itself, it's probably going to have very modest activity. And then in combination with another medication, it may be too toxic. We've seen this story play out over and over, especially since ruxolitinib came on the scene. The ruxolitinib came out, and then, okay, the next move was ruxolitinib plus this, ruxolitinib plus that. And we kept doing that over and over and over again. But it turns out, at the end of the day, it always seems to be really, really toxic in this population when we start combining drugs.
So just not to get too far off, but since I brought that up, I am kind of curious what you think about the venetoclax hypomethylating combination and AML.
So I think it's a bit of a challenge. I, again, did not train too long ago, but I trained long ago enough where the options were pretty limited. It was very simple. You either got induction or you got low-dose ARC / hypomethylating agent. Now we have this kind of bivy of drugs that have all been approved with kind of liberal labels based sometimes in very preliminary data, so phase 2 data or even interim study data. And how do you interpret that? Because in acute leukemia and myelodysplastic syndromes, over and over, we see in a phase 2 study, we see huge CRs, improvement in complete response rates, and big long-term survival. And then you go to these studies, and you're like, then you go to the phase 3 studies, and that goes away for whatever reason. Whether the comparator arm did better than expected, or for whatever, there seems to be a regression towards the mean. So some of these approvals based on single arms, I'm not sure what to make of it. If this drug, venetoclax, when we give it in combination, it seems to be somewhat tolerable. We got to be mindful of the specific toxicities with the medication. But if we can get patients through it, I mean, the response rates are impressive compared to single agents alone. I'm kind of holding my breath and waiting for randomized data because we've been burned before with single arm data. And it makes me very, very wary.